The longest sea voyage in history was 1,067 days when the crew of a Norwegian ship, the Fram, became frozen in the Arctic ice while attempting to reach the North Pole in the 1890s. After 1,152 days meandering the world's oceans, Reed Stowe sailed into New York Harbor on Thursday afternoon aboard Anne, a 70-foot schooner he built himself. But it is not ending exactly as planned. When Anne's journey began in April 2007, there were two travelers intent on staying out of sight of land for 1,000 days. Mr. Stowe, 55, a veteran sailor, was with Soanya Ahmed, 23, who had never been at sea. She did fine at first, but was forced to leave after 10 months when she felt overcome by seasickness, which turned out not to be seasickness. Ms. Ahmed transferred to a local yacht near the Australian coast and returned home to New York to deliver their son, Darson, now 23 months. Mr. Stowe went on sailing alone. When he approached the American coast and moored off Sandy Hook for customs inspection on Wednesday afternoon, it was his first glimpse of land in more than 2 years. The boat carrying a United States customs officer approached his schooner. It looked much the worse for wear. He did not. During the voyage, he spent much of his time sewing torn sails and performing other maintenance. He sustained himself with regular yoga and meditation, subsisting on rainwater, fish and sprouts grown on the boat, along with beans, cheese, oatmeal, pasta, and rice, and still had enough food left for another year. He said he had not been sick or injured the entire trip, and he credited his health to his diet, especially the sprouts, which he ate twice a day. The hardest part of the journey, he said, was saying goodbye to Miss Ahmed. Mr. Stowe will be greeted by Miss Ahmed and the son he has never seen.